USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Comedian Dave Chappelle was attacked during a show in Los Angeles, California Tuesday night after a man reportedly jumped on stage and attempted to tackle the comedian.
Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up in the sheriff's hat.
Dave is fine. The alleged attacker was injured after roughly a dozen people attacked the attacker. The unidentified man was carried away in an ambulance. Author J.D. Vance won his Republican nomination for Senate in Ohio overnight after he soared to the lead when former President Trump endorsed him.
Good times and bad. When things were rough, when things were good, we didn't have leaks in this campaign. We didn't have people stabbing each other in the back. We were a team, and we will be a team all the way to November.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Just another record-breaking day at the International Space Station. Tim Berg reports.
An astronaut and three civilians with the Axiom Space Company became the first all-private crew to complete a mission on the International Space Station. Larry Connor says it was a challenge as a civilian.
Well, I'm exceptionally lucky, average guy from Dayton, Ohio, grew up in a middle-class family, and I've had the good fortune and opportunity to do some extraordinary things.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A manhunt continues for 6'9" Casey White, who was awaiting trial on a capital murder case, and Vicky White, a jail official. The pair vanished after leaving the Lauderdale County Detention Center on Friday morning. While in prison, he confessed to the 2015 stabbing death of a 58-year-old woman. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere MyPillows, $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Transitory means not permanent, the Biden administration's word for describing inflation as it attacks the American dream. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We've had several months of high inflation that most economists, including me, believe will be transitory.
Economists call all these things transitory effects.
We know that costs are too high. Inflation, which the Federal Reserve has purview over, still projects that it will moderate by the end of the year.
Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin on Newsmax overnight, says the way the country is being run right now is how a country gets destroyed from within.
We are now witnessing what the fundamental transformation of America looks like. It's open borders, it's 40-year high inflation, it's record gasoline prices, it's rising crime. You know, basically, when the Democrats say they want to fundamentally transform America, they are fundamentally destroying it, and now that includes the Supreme Court. I mean, it's tragic to watch this, and as Senator Thune said, they have to be stopped. They have to be stopped in November.
Senator Johnson adds his comments on the Supreme Court draft leak.
This will take this very divisive issue, this profound social issue, out of the hands of just 9 unelected officials and put it back in the court of public opinion in our democracy, where each individual state will decide this for themselves.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.